Anonymous. Why would anyone want to do that? This is the Steve Gruber Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical.
Well, it's Monday, and from the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, it's time for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Our good friend Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber, joining us now to get on with the conversation. Rich, how are you?
Doing very well, Steve. It's going to be a good week.
It's going to be a good week. Spring is on the way. That means hiring is going on all over this state, especially for companies that are in the building trades for big construction, roads, bridges, and so forth. If you're looking for a job, man, now's the time to do it. I got some questions, though. When it comes to building the roads and so forth, the governor obviously put out that idea of 45 cents an increase in gas taxes over 2 or 3 years. That hasn't happened yet. I haven't seen a lot of things move. Where are we in this discussion with not only the gas tax, but the cost of insurance? These things are kind of tied together when it comes to fixing the roads. And of course, taxing small business, which was another one of the governor's proposals. So much going on, but I haven't heard much in the last few days. Rich, where are we?
Well, Steve, there's an old saying in the Capitol building that when it comes to the state budget, the governor proposes and the legislature disposes. And I think the good news is that the process is moving forward the way it should. The governor gave her State of the State address, then followed up with a budget message. The proposed budget for the fiscal year that starts on October 1st is $60.2 billion. One thing that's important for your listeners to understand is that although it might be helpful to local school districts, which run on a July 1, June 30 fiscal year, to have their budgets done early. Most units of government don't need to have their budgets in place by June 30th. So I think what we could see after the legislature returns from spring break is that the budget process will really begin to heat up in April. There has been a good discussion between the governor and legislative leaders, and especially between Senate Majority Leader Shirky and Speaker of the House Chatfield, on the benefit of moving forward first with legislation to lower the high cost of auto insurance. We testified in favor of Senate Bill 1. We think that bill should move first. That'll help really break the ice and get the legislative process moving. If we can lower the cost of car insurance by 50% or at least a third, I think that would make fixing the roads more affordable for Michigan's motorists. And Senator Shirky's on the right track in that regard.
So what do you see happening in that? Let's say you're right on that, Rich, that we have a chance to move forward on reducing insurance rates for drivers, for motorists here in Michigan from one-third to one-half, depending on how that might go. What happens to that $20 billion or so in that catastrophic fund? Do we continue to offer drivers the chance to have that kind of protection? Is it basically closed up, and the people that are on it now, 13,500 people that are taking advantage of the benefits there, are they, you know, the last in their class, if you will, or what do you foresee?
Well, one of the reasons we need to move forward first on lowering the high cost of auto insurance is that none of the reforms that are being talked about are going to save huge sums of money in the first week or the first month, the first year. So getting a multi-year plan in place will let motorists look at car insurance. If we can drop the cost of car insurance $200, $300, $400 per motorist, which is a reasonable goal, then that makes fixing the roads, and if we have to increase revenue, a lot more affordable. At this point, when it comes to fixing the roads, more debt is not a good option. Doing nothing is not a good option. So you've got basically three choices. You can raise revenue, you can cut spending, or some combination of the two. If I had to guess, I think the legislature will move towards some combination of the two. Even in her own proposed budget, the governor talked about $100 million in cost savings from various departments. That's a fair amount of money. It's not enough to fix the roads. People who want to further reduce spending, I think, do have some obligation, especially when they return in April, to point out exactly where those cost savings would come from. As you know, at the Michigan Chamber, we favor a user fee-based system, but I think the catastrophic claims system is going to be with us for a while because that pays for medical expenses for severely injured workers. So I don't see that being eliminated. It could be changed over time if we have an element of choice.
Sure.
It could be changed over time if there's some reasonable fee schedule. Lots of options here. It's really more a question of political willpower. If we can lower the cost of auto insurance and fix the roads by the time the legislature recesses for the summer or this fall, that would be a major breakthrough on two key issues that have been around for a long, long time.
Sure. You know, one of the other things that was put forth that I found, well, unappealing to me because I have two companies, an LLC and an S-Corp, both of which would be punished by the proposal put forth that would increase tax on my small business, which is a tax on the family. And I use mine as an example, 41% tax increase on my family because these are passed through income tax adjustments. And all of that to protect government pensions from any tax at all. Am I understanding that properly? Because that doesn't seem appropriate to me at all.
The governor did propose reestablishing an unfair tax break, a tax exemption for government employee pensions that was eliminated a few years ago. We agree with the previous administration that income is income. Retirement income is income. If it's going to be taxed, it should be taxed fairly, whether you work in the public sector or the private sector. So the Michigan Chamber does not support the legislation to reestablish an unfair tax break for government employee pensions. Steve, I know you've got a lot of employees and a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to your show. I think the good news there is the Michigan Chamber has spoken out against this $280 million, 41% tax increase on family businesses. And our best guess at this point is that that proposal is going nowhere fast. We're doing everything we can to prevent a job-killing tax hike from going forward. I wouldn't say it's off the table, but it's in serious trouble, and it should be. It's just a bad idea that would be a jobs killer.
Yeah, why would a government employee have a tax-free pension when everybody else out here gets to pay taxes on their retirement savings? Rich Studley, exactly. Greatly appreciate it. Rich Studley, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Rich, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Steve. We'll keep fighting for free enterprise.
And I appreciate that. I do. You know, somebody's got to go to bat for me. I'm in here working every day. I can't cover my six every day. 52 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.